This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's one from the more things change, the more they stay the same folder. While parts of the supply chain, as you know, are unkludging themselves, other parts are not. And in that latter category is paint, still kludged. So we've gotten Ryan Amato back on the phone. He runs Ryan Amato Painting, LLC. Mr. Amato, good to have you back on, sir.
It's great to be here again.
So it's been a year since we talked to you about the great paint shortage of 2021. Still happening?
Still happening. Wow. in various different ways, but certainly still an issue.
Well, give me some for instances. Like if I need, so honest, this is a dead serious question. My house needs to be painted. We're calling the guy today. Is he going to tell me, I'm sorry, it's going to be an extra 27% because I can't get paint?
He's going to tell you that paint has significantly went up in price. It also depends on what colors you choose. So that's been our main issue, the type of color and the type of paint you want to use.
Red. How's red? I need red outside paint.
Red could be an issue. Black could be an issue. Any of the deep colors can be issues, depending on the ingredient of certain paints.
So can we break this down for a minute, right? Because obviously paint is chemical and there's a bunch of inputs to it. Is there something specific in the supply chain that's the choke point, or is it just everything that goes into a gallon of paint?
It's been certain resins. We felt it more on our commercial end. So when we're painting stores or industrial facilities, epoxies, they have been some major issues for us, where we're scrambling to find materials from every different vendor. What we found and heard from all of our large suppliers is they've prioritized their core products, but it left us with a shortage of some unique products, clear coats, oil-based products, anything with solvents in them.
Speaking of shortages, let me ask you about the labor market. Do you have enough people to hire to do the painting that you can do with the paint that you have?
We have been very fortunate. We've actually doubled our team. We have not seen that on our end. However, again, with the paint shortages, we've seen it on drivers delivering product inside the paint stores, just people working behind the desk. So that's been another issue that just adds to the issues with the supply chain.
Have you had to raise pay?
We've certainly raised pay to keep our staff well-trained, to bring people in. Some people are getting very significant offers out there from other companies with many, many different types of bonuses to sign on, heavy, long vacation times to start. And that's been hard for, we're pretty much a small business.
Wow. When you say you've doubled your staff, how many does that give you now?
We are about 30 painters. We've added another project manager, and we've added a operations manager finally.
Well, that's good, right? It's got to take some load off of you as the guy in charge.
That's my goal. That's my total goal.
How long do you expect this lasts, Mr. Romano?
I actually talked to actually some of the vendors before we hopped on here today, and they feel that they're very well equipped for, again, the core products. They were all hoping that demand was going to lessen and it would give them some time to catch up. That just has not happened. It hasn't happened on our end either. Demand's been strong for us since the pandemic started. They do still feel it's going to be a certain amount of time for all the other products that we do use, as far as especially epoxy. That's been an issue.
As far as you're concerned, though, I mean, just on that whole, you know, you guys have been busy since the pandemic, that's going to keep on going for you. You're expecting that?
We do expect it. Our company in particular, we're very aggressive. I try to stay on top of the market. Facility and commercial work has just opened up, and it feels like people are spending money for sure.
Ryan Amato, he runs and owns Ryan Amato Painting out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Mr. Amato, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.